Today on Gardening in a Minute, coleus. Coleus are beautiful landscape plants prized for their colorful foliage, which comes in shades of green, yellow, pink, red, and maroon. Coleus varieties can range from 1 foot tall to several feet in height. They can be used in hanging baskets, containers on patios, or in landscape beds. Coleus are heat-tolerant, durable annuals that have very few disease and insect problems. Most will grow best in part shade, but there are many new varieties, some of them developed at the University of Florida, that will thrive in full hot sun. Coleus do best in well-drained soils, amended with lots of organic matter. Pinch the growing shoots of young plants frequently to encourage dense foliage. Remove flowers as they appear to keep the plants from declining. For more information about coleus and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting shrubs and other woody plants. Planting your plants is a fairly easy, straightforward process. First, make sure you've got a good place for the new plant, taking into account its mature size, water and light needs, and other factors that might influence its growth. Dig your hole, making it at least 1.5 times wider than the root ball, but a little bit shallower. Place the plant in the hole and fill the soil back around the sides of the root ball, but don't put any soil on top of it. Now's not the time to fertilize, as it can burn the roots. Add mulch around the plant, but not on top of the root ball. To ensure establishment, water your new plant on a regular basis throughout its first growing season. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, love bugs. The slow-moving love bug is a familiar spring and fall sight to most people in the South. These small black and red insects swarm roads and coat cars, usually attached to a mate. Love bugs migrated from Central America within the last century. They're attracted to exhaust fumes, which is how they get splattered on your car's windshields and grill during May and September. Love bugs like hot temperatures and are only active during the day. The acid in love bugs' bodies can harm your car's paint, so wash them off as soon as possible to prevent damage to the finish. A hood air deflector or screen may be of help. Unfortunately, there's no way to get rid of love bugs, so don't let them ruin your day. For more information about love bugs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, improving your soil. The majority of Florida's soils are very sandy and hold very little water or nutrients. To help your plants thrive in this soil, improve it with organic matter. Organic matter comes in many different forms. Compost is comprised of decomposed food and yard scraps. Or try composted farm animal manure. Horse, chicken, or cow manure will work, but it must be completely composted for safety. Other organic matter includes mushroom compost, peat moss, and worm castings. Incorporate your organic matter into the top 6 to 8 inches of the soil. You want to add new organic matter on a regular basis. After planting, add a layer of plant material, like leaves, pine straw, or bark, to the soil surface as a mulch for an added boost. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, companion planting. Companion planting is an ancient practice where two different plants, often vegetables, are planted together to benefit one or both of them. Companion plants may draw pests away from desired crops, such as when collard greens attract the diamondback moth away from adjacent cabbage. Planting long and short season plants together, like carrots and radishes, makes best use of the space. Radishes can be harvested around 21 days after planting, just about the time the carrots need the room. Using several different cultivars of the same plant, like broccoli, can reduce pest populations. Growing tall plants such as corn with shorter shade-tolerant species like lettuce helps keep both plants happy. So be a matchmaker in your garden by finding which plants help each other. For more information about companion planting, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.